Morning.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen?
Shit, there we go. The new mug.
We back.
At 8:30 in the morning.
Unfortunately.
I'm tired.
Well, don't worry, we'll jumpstart the energy. I'll get the jumper cables up. Attachment to Brady's ears and his nuts. We'll get him going.
Oh boy.
We'll fire him up, don't worry.
A weird week of fights.
Man, I've enjoyed it. Lots of good fights.
No, weird things happen. From robberies to punches backstage.
Jorge Masvidal thought it was Kimbo Slice's backyard, which was awesome.
He's kind of an idiot, actually. But we'll get into that.
Mikey Garcia looked human, finally.
He looks bad.
Lots of good stuff. What do you want to start with?
I don't know what that was. Do you want to start with the boxing?
Sure.
All right, so Garcia and Spence.
Man, Garcia.
You're diner now.
Spence looked amazing. Spence looks phenomenal.
Get on that conversation.
I was surprised that he didn't stop him, but Garcia's got one hell of a chin.
Yeah, his chin's crazy. He was like, what? He landed 4 times of punches?
Yeah, he landed over 350 punches.
I don't even know if Garcia landed a clean shot in that whole fight.
He landed some good right hands. But that's not enough.
A lot of people say he looks like smaller. To me, he looked like he was a welterweight, though.
Yeah, that's what Reese was saying. I don't know. That's how.
Like, he did not look small.
Yeah, I agree. But the thing is, like, clearly the size was a difference because I've never seen Mikey get dominated before, ever.
But he also got hosed. He was way slower.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because he put on more weight? And
I don't know, but, like, that performance doesn't boast me to think that he can do much at welterweight with anybody else. Like, he wouldn't beat Keith Thurman.
He's going to stay there, he said.
No, he said he's going back down.
I thought he said he was staying another fight.
He said, I don't think I'm going to stay up here. Which is good, because he couldn't do nothing with Crawford. He couldn't do nothing with Keith Thurman. We know we can't do anything with Errol Spence. Sean Porter would probably even beat him, because he's just too strong for him.
Sean Porter, fuck. What was he wearing?
Oh, my God. The Black Leprechaun, man. Holy. But, Boom Boom looked clean. Ray Boom Boom Mancini had a nice-ass suit on.
Yeah, absolutely. I was happy, though, with the fight.
So, what happens next for Mikey?
I think he should go down one division instead of two.
One division. Okay.
That'd suit him. Then he has to lose a lot of weight now. He looked a little chubby.
He always does, but yeah. So, okay, I think he goes down to 140. There's not much there for him.
But he can make something there for him, right?
Yeah. He'll get a belt. Like, if he fights at 140, his next fight's going to be for a belt.
But it'll still be making him a five-division champ.
Right, yes.
So he might as well do his goal.
He might as well do it, yeah. But he still has 2 belts at 135. You don't think he should go down there and try and just...
Didn't he need to vacate him?
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
News dropper. Yeah, I read a post.
Wow, okay. Yeah. That's confident of him to be like, what?
Take him on hold of the division, he said. It was part of the press conference.
Mikey for sure should have went to the hospital. He didn't. And
he ran like 350 shots to his head.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't test Errol's chin the way that we thought. I thought he was going to. I thought for sure we would have had a better idea of where Errol's chin was at after this fight. And I'm pretty much still the same. It's pretty much unknown to me.
I think his chin's good.
Yeah. I mean, I think it is too. He's got the kind of heart that I think he would be able to put up with. But I want to see it get tested. That's all.
Absolutely. We know that Crawford's not going to test him if they fight. So maybe give him... There's not really much...
Excuse me, I'm bringing the heat today, boys. I'm going to wake up just for this debate topic itself. I think 55% of people on our poll said that Spence would beat Crawford.
It's just, Crawford's a good fighter, I'll give him that, but he hasn't really beat anyone. He beat a weak division.
Okay.
I don't think he should be able to talk as much until he beats someone relevant.
Let me break it down for you right here. Lineal lightweight champion. Unified.
Let's check this out.
Unified, undisputed junior welterweight champion. Current WBO welterweight champion. 2014, 2014 Fighter of the Year. 2018 ESPYs award winner.
It's pretty good when you're beating up cans, though.
Okay.
Look at this. Lamont Peterson, Mikey Garcia, Cal Brook, Chris Algieri. That's 4 names under.
Okay. So what about when after April 20th when Crawford's beaten Amir Khan. That's a name. He's better than Chris Algieri. He beat Chris Algieri.
Yeah, but anyone could touch up Amir Khan.
I agree with you, but you're talking. You want to throw Chris Algieri into the mix? Amir Khan up Algieri.
New thing right now. $10. A random $10. I pick Khan to beat Crawford.
Oh my lord!
There you go.
You've seen it. You heard it here first. Brady with the major upset.
Is it an upset? I'm just kidding.
Crawford is pound for pound number one right now.
I don't think so in the rankings.
He's number two on the ring behind Lomachenko. Sorry. Number two or number three? He's either behind Lomachenko and Canelo or just...
Yeah, it's like Canelo was higher. Yeah. And another overrated guy.
But Brady's a hater, man, on these North American fighters.
Holy. I love the Spence. I would like... You know what? Actually, after watching... it was weird how you could watch something... Like interviews and kind of change your mind on people.
Okay.
Happened to me three times this week with Usman yesterday on the Rogan.
Man, I liked him a lot after that.
Yeah.
Also liked because he liked one of our tweets, but I mean, that has nothing to do with it at all. He seemed like a really down to earth guy on JRE yesterday.
He does say some stupid shit.
Like what? What did he say?
I could see where, like, he seems a little two faced, like how some people are saying, like he flips back and forth with things, but
like keep that same energy kind of, and then he's all like playful with Joe.
Yes, yeah, like or he attacks people in the back of videos, and then, like,
he didn't put his hands on anybody though. He didn't do a Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah,
you can say what you want to say as long as you don't touch the person.
I watched another interview with Leon Edwards actually, and it was decent with last night. Explained the situation where Jorge said, "I don't want to fight," and which is kind of like, how could he hit someone not except fight?
Because Masvidal's ahead of him in the rankings. Why would he want that fight?
The rankings haven't came out yet. I think Leon will be ahead.
Maybe. I don't know. Kamaru's win over Leon looks good now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, it looks really good.
But I think Leon would beat Masvidal pretty easily.
I don't know. I'd have to watch more Leon. I just, like, I see, like, highlights of him. But I would favor Masvidal. I thought Till was... My brain was saying Till, my heart was saying Masvidal, so I picked Masvidal on the show last week. But, yeah, Masvidal looked great.
We're getting over topic, though. Want to finish up the box?
Yeah. What else you got?
Shout out to the Cups.
These are the ones that we had made, so their winner will be receiving one of these soon enough. It's just being made at the moment.
All right, and we'll do Tevin Farmer. IBF champion still.
Hey, that was a solid undercard, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Katie Taylor, the unified women's champion. I think she's like 135 pounds or something from Ireland. Olympic medalist. She won, and she continues to dominate.
Absolutely.
Gabe Rosado was out for a war, of course.
Oh.
Do you think he won the fight? I only seen the highlights.
I thought he lost. I watched it. I actually watched it on YouTube. Someone was posting it live.
Really?
I just typed in. Shit. They're like, it said boxing, and it's live, and I click, it's Gabe Rosado. I'm like, you're still fighting? We only have 12 losses in a row.
Yeah. Gennady Golovkin ruined his career, to be honest. Gennady ruined him.
At least he's got Creed, too. Like, he landed a decent role.
That's true, yeah. He's got money. He's not even old. He's only 33.
Yeah, he's still...
He's been around since, like, forever. The first time I watched him fight was on the undercard for Mayweather-Guerrero.
Yeah. He's another Emmanuel Gustin, or is that his name, right?
Emmanuel Gustin.
Shout out.
This guy?
Oh, my God. Floyd Mayweather's hardest point in 34 and 33 or something. So it's crazy.
But he wasn't that... His record wasn't that bad when he fought Floyd.
Still,
yeah. Emmanuel Burton is his real name, right?
Oh, God.
I think.
Something like that.
Shout out to Emmanuel Burton.
What's next for Crawford? I mean, Spence.
What's next for Spence? He's saying he wants unification with Manny, if not Sean Porter, who he keeps disrespecting. Sean Porter must be killing Sean Porter on the panel, having to be like,
I know, it's hilarious.
Oh, this guy, he's a pound for pound, great, blah, blah. And he keeps, and Errol Spence just keeps running his name. This guy doesn't want to come out and play.
I would rather see Sean Porter than Manny Pacquiao.
I agree. It's a relevant fight. Pacquiao is past it. We don't need that anymore. Pacquiao doesn't need that anymore. Just stay in office. Do your senator thing.
And there's always that chance with Pacquiao, which I don't like.
It's true. But what needs to happen is the Crawford fight. What will happen is most likely Sean Porter.
Exactly, because it's boxing.
So what? If you guys don't understand what we're saying, is
Promoters are dicks.
Terrence Crawford is with ESPN in Top Rank, so he's on this side of the fence, okay? Errol Spence and pretty much every other relevant welterweight in the world is with PBC and Fox, and they're on this side of the fence. And then you have DAZN, who's here in the middle, who's more likely to work with either side, but they also have their own platform. So it's like Matchroom, Eddie Hearn, DAZN, and they have no, I don't think they have any welterweights.
Do they have their own bell yet?
PBC?
Yeah.
No, they don't have a PBC bill yet, but I bet you it comes soon enough. But point being, promoters need to stop poisoning the sport of boxing and allow Terrence Crawford and ESPN to make a fight with Al Haymon, Fox, and Errol Spence.
I feel like the story's going to turn to another Mayweather-Pacquiao.
But okay, the only way that we get this fight, Brady, the only reason we got Mayweather-Pacquiao, because they were on two different platforms, was because there was enough money for both platforms to be made. So when we get the numbers from this pay-per-view that we just had with Errol Spence and Mikey, let's say it did 500, which it probably didn't. Let's say it did 500,000. Amir Khan fights Crawford fight pay-per-view April 20th, okay? Let's say they do roughly around 500 again. Okay, they'll say, okay, that's decent money. If those two can draw with Mikey Garcia and Amir Khan, who are smaller names than Errol Spence and Crawford, let's put that together, we'll get close to a million. There's enough money to be made for both parties, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it just comes down to business, which is terrible. We just want to see the best fight the best in the prime.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best fight in boxing right now. Not the most hyped, not the most money to be made, but the two best fighters in the division, there's no better fight in boxing I can think of.
I'd be so excited for that fight.
It's better than Wilder versus Joshua.
I'd be more excited for that fight than Wilder-Joshua, mm-hmm. and Wilder Fury.
Better than Gennady versus...
Better than Floyd Mayweather, honestly, and Pacquiao.
Better than... Yeah, like, this is one of
we
those
knew Floyd was going to beat him. That's one of the things. This is... We don't know.
It's a coin flip.
It is.
He thinks Errol edges it. I think Crawford edges it. Most 55%, 45% of you thought Errol and Crawford. It's a coin flip. It doesn't matter who you think. You can see the other guy has a chance to win, regardless who you think's going to win.
And I just want to say, don't say that Pacquiao versus Mayweather was a coin flip either.
No.
At the time, it was not.
No.
I had no confidence that Pacquiao had a chance.
5 years earlier, Pacquiao would have had a better chance. He still would have lost, though.
Yeah.
He's not on Floyd's level, but he's an all-time great. You got to give him his respect.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about UFC, probably the four fights on it.
Yeah, that was probably the best ESPN Plus card they've done since the first one with TJ and Cejudo, I would say.
I love Kane getting knocked out just because I don't like Kane.
I'm talking about the card. The whole card in general.
Card, yeah. I mean, Mike Grundy made his debut, looked good. We got Nathaniel Wood, who's supposed to be the next contender at Bantamweight.
Okay. Did he look good?
Yeah, he looked amazing. Rear naked choke. We'll see how he goes.
Top three fights were solid.
I do want to talk about Dominic Reyes versus Volkan.
This guy messaged me right after the fight. I was just leaving work. He's like, holy shit, Dominic Reyes just pulled a bank heist. And somehow, Ozdemir got robbed.
And it sucks because Ozdemir was on a three-fight losing streak, and he really, that would should have been like a big win over a contender. They robbed him bad. He looked amazing.
That's what everyone's saying. That's what everyone's
like, he looked amazing.
Yeah.
I've never seen a robbery like that in a while. Maybe they're trying to push Reyes.
It shows the lack of, like, heart that Reyes has, though. That actually, like, because he genuinely accepted it. Like, he thought he won and shit.
He got taken down. He got,
he got beat up against the cage wall, didn't he?
Yeah, he got beat up against the cage. He got put, he was pushed forward the whole fight. He got outboxed. Like, I don't see a way.
Who's bigger?
He was an inch taller than Volkan, but Volkan's thicker.
Okay.
But, like, don't get a gifted decision.
Mm-mm.
And like, this guy was supposed to be in college on Jones.
Is this better or worse than the Robbie Lawler decision over
Condit?
Askren over Lawler.
That's a different decision because you're bringing in judges to controversy. Yeah, this is true. More like a Robbie Lawler versus Condit, and I think this decision was actually worse.
Was Adelaide Bird ringside watching the fight or
I couldn't tell you. I didn't pay attention.
Do you know who Adelaide
Well, yes.
The one that gave Canelo the draw?
I can include into that. She's fired, isn't she?
Yeah, I don't think she's allowed to
say that. I actually like Volkan a lot. For light heavyweight, he's good.
We both said, we don't see Volkan losing three in a row. And I don't think he did.
No. So, like, I don't think I guarantee he should be ahead maybe this week in rankings. 100%.
He was before, wasn't he?
He was number 6 to 11, but he will not drop. I don't think it hurt him as much. I mean, on the record, people are going to look as a loss, but...
I remember Michael Johnson lost to Beneil Dariush, which everyone knows he f***ed up Dariush that fight. Mm-hmm. Point being, Dana White came out and was like, that when refs get a decision wrong, I'm not going to punish you. Like, you're not going to drop in the rankings. So he went into the fight ranked 5th. He left the fight ranked 5th. Ozdemir maybe goes down one spot. He's not going to fall very far. If it's as bad as everyone's saying it was, I haven't seen it yet, so I can't personally make an opinion on it.
Volker was pissed.
I believe like, it was You're bad. Taking money out of his pocket. You're f***ing with his life. Now he has to fight
he
again.
He actually looked good. Like, people thought he was a knockout artist. Like, this guy looked amazing. Mm. You gotta watch the fight.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Next, Leon Edwards versus Gunnar Nelson. I don't understand how it was a split decision. Had 90 seconds at the end of the fight, but he got dominated.
Did he almost win, like, knock him out in the last 90 seconds, or what?
No, Leon was more just holding on, because he knew he was melt, and he knew he had decision, he said, mm-hmm. even in the post. Like, that's what it looked like. But he dropped Gunnar, he out-grappled him. I don't know how it was a split.
I picked Leon by split decision. No, just saying. Some
biased judges in the UK.
But yeah, it should have been.
Look at Bisping and Nan Silva. I wouldn't even want to fight there.
No, that was terrible. You messaged me right after that fight and said Bisping won. I'm like, bro, I'm telling you right now, Anderson got
robbed. I texted you saying I didn't even watch the fight. I was saying he just won because I looked it up.
Anderson got robbed, man. That was terrible. He changed Bisping's life. Literally changed his life. Yeah. That's how you should score fighting, is on base and damage. But neither here nor there. But Leon Edwards is a big welterweight, though.
Yeah, that's true.
He when he was like standing over Masvidal in the back, he was quite a bit bigger than him.
Absolutely, he's tall. He's lanky. Jorge versus Darren Till.
Man, that first round was tough for Masvidal.
I just think like for two things, Till keeps his head up way too high.
Yep.
Second thing is the guy is cutting way too much weight and can't take the damage.
But that's his issue. If he wants to cut that weight. There's positives to it. You have your first round, you're going to be way stronger, way more explosive than the person that you're fighting. But your gas tank is going to run dry.
But I don't think his gas tank was running dry, though. I think he just got caught because his head was high.
Fair enough.
But he looked good.
He looked, the first punch he landed, he almost, almost knocked him out. And then he did some good ground and pound, and then he let him back up and was landing some good 1-2s on him. I didn't get to watch it live because it was my mom's 50th birthday. Shout out to my mom, lovely Lee.
Happy birthday, Lee.
Yeah. We watched it on YouTube right after it happened when he texted me. And the whole fight was posted. It was insane. Crazy fight. Second round. What happened second round, Brady? Let us know what happened.
Second round?
Mm-hmm.
Like with Leon Edwards?
Mm-mm. What happened in the second round with Till and Masvidal?
You got knocked out.
Exactly. So let the people know.
Oh, gosh. But Jorge actually got a second fight, in the back.
Hold off for a second. So what happened in the second round was Masvidal is orthodox stance. Randomly, and he's never done this in any of his fights, even in interviews when I switched to southpaw, and then he just lunged, jumped around the guard, bang, left hook. Till was pretty much unconscious after he landed the first left hook. Bang.
Yeah, he hit him another one.
Throws another one while he's falling down. And then he Michael Bisping them. Jumped on top of him. And bang. And then probably broke something in his face, I'm assuming. And Darren Till was not moving. Did they bring out a stretcher?
No.
He got up?
Yeah, he got up.
It's the kind of knockout, though, that will take years off of if not your life, your career got shortened for sure that night.
Absolutely.
Your confidence is gone. I don't want to hear any more shit talk from Darren Till. He basically got knocked out by Tyron Woodley. He got dropped, beat the shit out of him, and then got his neck grabbed. And then he gets knocked out by a guy who's not known as a knockout artist. He's got 33 wins, only 13 knockouts, which is like not a good percentage. It's like 25% or something.
Mm-hmm.
Going forward, Darren Till was number 3 coming into that, I think.
Number 6.
You'll go to 6? Yeah. I'm just trying to think of who's next for him. Maybe Leon Edwards?
No, they need to give him a win now. Like, not a win, like, say, but they're going to... I'd say middle.
RDA?
RDA would make sense.
RDA would be a good fight. RDA is another small welterweight. we just saw Small Walter knock him out cold. So, I mean, I give RDA a good chance to win that fight. Mm-hmm. We have to talk about that later. But Masvidal, where's he go from here?
Ben Askren.
That curly-headed that Muppet man.
Did you see his shirt?
Yeah.
Actually, I love it, Askren.
I hate him.
I think you like him.
Napoleon Dynamite's
I think you like listening to him. He's interesting.
I do like listening to him, but I hate the way he fights, man. I hate it.
He's an interesting guy, but...
He looks like a guy on The Biggest Loser, just decided to, like, jump in the cage. It's like, what do you got? What is that shit on your stomach, man? Let's go. Let's get it together. Do some crunches. Do something. Do some cardio. Skip.
For a wrestler, you'd think he'd be in shape. He looks like Brad Box.
Yeah, I was listening to an interview with him last week, and he said he has a hard time making 165. Bro, if that's what you look like at 170, you can make 145. You just gotta cut some weight. You gotta just burn some calories, bro. Just get on the elliptical and just stay on there with a sweatsuit for a month and you'll be fine. Just a month. This 31 days. It'll be okay.
Oh my gosh.
But point being, Ben Askren makes sense. Leon Edwards makes sense for Masvidal because tell him what happened, right?
Well, he goes in the back. He's doing an interview. Masvidal and Leon Edwards. We don't exactly know what happens. I guess came up and put his hands up. And Masvidal said, this is what we do in the street. If you put a hands up, you get hands. So he hit him with three-point combo. And
the three-piece combo and the soda, baby.
Yeah.
Then he handed him a soda.
I don't know if I agree with it. It's very unprofessional.
It's unprofessional. But that being said, like Masvidal said, he said to him, so Masvidal was doing an interview. Leon Edwards, the prick that he is, was walking by him. He's like, you're getting knocked out in July. You're getting knocked out in July. The man's doing an interview, man. Show some respect. Mm-hmm. I'm not agreeing with what Masvidal did, but you don't disrespect someone in the middle of an interview. So Masvidal turns to him, puts his hands behind his back, which is a sign of I'm not coming to do you harm. I'm just coming to talk to you. Comes up to his face, and as soon as he gets close to him, Leon goes like this. That's a universal sign of I'm going to punch you in the face. So you want to throw your hands up like that? I mean, just get ready for the repercussions. You know what kind of guy Masvidal is. You know he's down to fight whenever, wherever. Whoever, it doesn't matter. Weight classes? This guy doesn't give a weight classes. Mm-hmm. Fought Kimbo Slice's little brother or whatever. But
that's hilarious.
It's not right. He shouldn't have done it. He's probably going to get some kind
this
of...
This is the biggest... No, he won't.
Suspension.
I don't think so.
Bro, that's it's on camera that he assaulted the man.
But there's no commission. And he didn't charge Edwards.
He split Edwards' eye open, so Edwards can't fight for a while because he's got to wait till his eye heals up. There's going to be something. Maybe Edwards is...
A fight. You do that, you get a fight.
I think Masvidal kicks the shit out of Leon Edwards, to be honest. But
this is the biggest hype of Masvidal's career, though. You think he's had 45 fights and he's now being talked about?
I'd love to see him fight for that belt, baby. I would love to see it.
Usman would destroy him.
I'm not saying nothing. I'm not talking about that.
Oh, God. Fights this week.
Yeah, what do we got going on this weekend, Brady?
Some stupid shit.
It's not great, is it?
Not at all. Tennessee.
The fight's in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it ESPN Plus or what is it?
Yes.
Actually, everything's ESPN Plus. Let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah.
So, in case you guys aren't aware, Dana White went and sold out, decided to over all of UFC fans.
U.S. fans, actually.
Just the U.S. fans, yeah. Or North American fans. And now... You can't go on your TV like you could before, pay your $69.99 to get yourself a nice little pay-per-view. Guess what you got to do now? You got to go pay $5.99 or is it...
Something like that, yeah.
Pay your $5 or $10 to get your monthly subscription to ESPN Plus.
Then pay
the discounted rate. So let's say it's $9.99, it'll be $59.99 for your pay-per-view. So they incorporate the rate into the pay-per-view charge. But the point being...
They're getting guaranteed money now.
They're banking on you ordering it for the fight and then not unsubscribing, which is what I'm going to do. If I need a fight, I'm going to order for the month and then unsubscribe right after the fight's done. But a lot of people will forget to do it. They'll be like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. And then it runs, and then the next month comes around, and then you have it again. There's no fight that month. So you can't just pick and choose what pay-per-views you want to order anymore because you have the f***ing subscription. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's a crooked system. It's stupid. This interview with him and Michelle Olivier on YouTube. Check it out. He's a f***ing rat.
And he signed for a couple more years, too.
Dana White, you
he extended.
Rat.
Yeah. He's never leaving. on the ESPN Plus this week, you're going to get Husamir Formiga.
Yeah, next.
He's ranked number two in the flyweight division.
Yeah, next. The division's gone next week anyways. Next.
Do you like John McKessie?
Mac Desi,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind Mac Desi.
Anyway, he'll get a win. We're not going to talk about He's Canadian, isn't he?
I don't think so. Yeah, maybe he is.
Curtis Blaydes versus Justin Willis.
Wow, Justin Willis is still doing the thing? Didn't he just beat Arlovski?
Justin Willis?
I think... He just
beat Mark Hunt.
Just beat Mark Hunt. Okay.
The guy's like a fat...
Yes, Blaydes is going to beat the
piss out of him. Oh, for sure. Blaydes needs this win.
Yeah, he's coming off of... Well, it's just one loss he's coming off of. It's not that big of a deal.
I don't know, but two would look bad. Yeah. Especially, could you imagine I'm Curtis Blaydes and I lost to a guy named Justin Willis? Have you ever seen a black guy named Justin Willis?
I've seen Patrick Willis. Shout out to Patrick Willis, the linebacker for San Francisco 49ers, one of the biggest savages of all time. But, yeah.
The main events, he was stupid. One of my favorites of all time, Pettis, is fighting another one of my favorites, Stephen Thompson. But a welterweight belt.
Wonderboy's got to come off of two losses, is he not?
No, he's coming off one, two,
Till.
Till, yeah.
And it was controversial because he missed weight and it was a close fight. But before that, didn't he fight Tyron before that?
No, Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah, that was a close fight too, though, wasn't it?
No. Dominated him.
Okay, well, anyways, Stephen Thompson, welterweight, big welterweight.
Tall as
Anthony Showtime Pettis, former lightweight champion, made 145 before. Not a big 155er.
I don't know what he's doing.
Not really sure what's going on here. Maybe if they did like a catchweight fight at like 165 or something, it would make a little more sense. But Stephen Thompson's not a knockout artist, so I mean, he's not going to knock him out.
I think he'll knock him out. Head kick.
But I think Stephen Thompson beats the shit out of him for five rounds, and Anthony Pettis leaves the cage looking like he did from Tony Ferguson.
But, like, he looked like a beast in that fight, though. It sucks, man. Like, what are you doing? Like, this fight makes no sense to me.
There's got to be something for him there at 155. He could have fought anyone, right? Like,
I mean, he was coming off a decent...
Him versus Kevin Lee makes sense.
Maybe he's... Like, I see Pettis thinks he's going up because he just beat Chiesa. And Chiesa just went up and looked good at welterweight.
Okay, but he's not staying at welterweight. I don't see him being like, yeah, this is where I'm
gonna... Yeah, he said he wants to stay.
Oh, wow.
I have him on Snapchat. And,
How old is he now? 32?
About that, yeah.
He's still not old. He's old in fighting years because he's gotten up so many times. But, he's not gonna. This is not good for his career. Anyways, Stephen Thompson, unanimous decision. Brady thinks Stephen Thompson head kick knockout.
Yeah, but what do we have any boxing this week?
I don't think we do. Take a quick look, real quick. But
boxing is.
I was gonna say something else, real quick. Something, but I don't remember what I was gonna say.
We gotta go to their schedule because we probably got some. Andrew Maloney.
Next.
Sam Bowen.
Next.
Kevin, your favorite Kevin Botel.
Next.
We got Kubrat Pulev, Lepai.
Is he fighting?
Yeah, he fights this week on Saturday.
Oh my god. I think Lamont Peterson fights this weekend.
Nope. Oh, yes. Lamont Peterson fights this week. Sunday, March 24th. I'll be watching that.
Okay, so who's he fighting?
We got Sergey Litvinets.
Okay, he's like a perennial contender. He's like a fringe guy. Lamont Peterson should get it done. He's getting up there, though. He's getting old. He's always in good shape, though. I think Lamont Peterson, unanimous decision.
Yeah, Lamont should win. But Pulev, that's the main event. That's the best fight this week.
If you don't know who Pulev is, just go look up what Vladimir Klitschko did to his life.
Didn't he fight Joshua, too?
No, he's supposed to, and then Pulev pulled out an injury. So then we got Joshua versus Taco.
Okay. Another thing this week, who's the better shirt?
No, come at me, bro.
Arm crack. Get the out. Did you watch the Boston? Boston strong!
When I do this puck drop, I want you guys to fight. When I say Boston, you say strong.
It was actually kind of cool, though.
It was funny. We didn't talk about Deontay Wilder yet. Real quick, we'll talk about that and then we'll wrap things up.
Nobody really wants to talk about Deontay.
Deontay was offered, that's what I was going to say actually, a 3-fight, minimum $100 million contract from DAZN, guaranteeing him a fight with Joshua and probably two pies. And guess what he said? Nah, that's cool. I don't need your $100 million. Keep that. That's peasant feed. I'm good. I'm going to stay over here with DAZN. With PBC. I don't know if he re-signed with PBC yet, but he didn't take the $100 million offer, which is insane. What do you think?
Sign with ESPN.
Sign with ESPN?
Yeah.
Why?
Get that
Fury rematch? The thing is,
he's scared of Fury, man.
If he does one fight deals, he comes in as the opponent because there's no longevity with him winning. So let's say he signs one fight with ESPN. Tyson's on a 6-fight deal. They want Tyson to win because he has 5 other fights on their network, so they can push the guy on their network. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's be honest. What's the chances of his fights going the distance?
It went the distance last time.
That's rare. It's like Fury don't have a, like, people don't have chins like that. You can't be Undertaker every day.
Yeah,
I
had to think about that, but yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how many of his fights go the distance?
It's none.
I don't even think Fury versus Wilder would go the distance second fight.
No, we didn't win.
Whoa, Wilder would get stopped.
Wilder gets stopped. That's big. Interesting.
I think Wilder's chin's never really peaked, but when it has been tested, he does not look good. Well, against Ortiz,
it's only the only time I can think of it being tested.
Pulev rock him?
Pulev never fought him. Bermain hit with some good shots. First time.
First
fight.
Jesus. Second fight.
But that's pretty much it for this week.
Burgers to burn.
Let's campaign for Crawford versus Spence. Just tweet them. Let everybody know this fight needs to happen. The people need to get behind it. If the people get behind it, the money will be right and they'll make the fight. And
tell us you want a mug.
Yeah. Coming in at $9.99. Let us know.
Plus tax.
All right.
Forget that government shit.
And that's pretty much it. Anything else you want to add?
No. That's everything.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
All right.
Take care.